There were two Tuatha of El Ansiar in Kashiri folklore, a dark one and a bright one. The Tuatha were giant birds, believed to bring messages about the coming of the Destructors. The bright Tuatha brought word that the Destructors had either been defeated or else had chosen not to trouble a world. The dark Tuatha.
I imagine,
drawled Warkhan.
We will find out. And look, his lovely lady is not far behind him.
Warkhan did not refer to Laka. He referred to Abeloth. Vol sighed.
She does like to make an entrance,
Vol said, not without a trace of admiration. Abeloth did not simply make an entrance. She made the perfect entrance. The doors were flung open, and wind rushed in, quite literally ruffling Kai's cape feathers and disturbing the costumes of several other Sith in the immediate vicinity. The wind took on form and color, swirling until it took the shape of a woman, seemingly made of ice and air, glittering and beautiful, larger than an ordinary human female, regal and commanding. Her hair was gold, her gown silver, her mask the purest, glistening, icy white. She hovered for a minute, acknowledging the applause, and floated gently as a feather to the stone floor.
Varanasi illusion,
Vol said at once.
She learns,
Ivar Warkhan replied in his pleasant voice. His face was calm, benevolent appearing as the two Sith watched Abeloth.
She does. But then so do I. Come,
he said, rising.
Let us go greet our honored guest.
And so it was. When the hour came to welcome Abeloth to the masquerade, Lord Darish Vol, leader of the Lost Tribe of Sith, greeted Abeloth in long, plain, brown and tan robes, with only a black mask imperfectly hiding his recognizable features. The crowd parted, murmuring uncertainly at first as they recognized his ensemble, then breaking into appreciative laughter and applause that swelled until the entire room was cheering. Vol turned, waving and smiling slightly, giving them a bow.
Lord Vol,
said Abeloth, her voice artificially warm.
What an amusing costume. Though no one would ever mistake you for a Jedi.
Nor would anyone mistake you for an ally,
Vol thought, but he kept his musings flawlessly concealed. He smiled amiably, quirked a finger, and a goblet of something purple and rich-smelling floated into his hand.
I trust you find it as amusing as I do. When you reach my age, amusement is a precious and rare thing. Saber Kai, a pleasure to see you. An interesting choice of costume.
The Dark Tuatha of El Ansiar was my daughter's favorite story of the return, Kai said.
You dress to honor her.
Another flick of the finger, and goblets floated to both Abeloth and Kai.
I take it then that she is performing well for us still.
So well that for a short time, even I was uncertain as to which side she was on,
Kai said. Truth. Vol could sense that much. But then, those of the Kai line had always been masters of hiding their feelings.
No longer, though.
Vol sipped the tangy beverage, quirking a white eyebrow.
Even though she murdered High Lord Talon?